Thank you for joining me today. And yesterday I shared with you that I want to address the real Mary, the earthly mother of Jesus, as we find her in the Bible. The Bible is our source for telling us who she was, and when we look to the Bible and read in the Gospels, especially in Matthew and Luke, and also some in John and Mark, we find that Mary was different than what many people think. Specifically, I want to address the teaching that Mary was a perpetual virgin. That is, that she never in her life engaged in sexual intercourse with her husband Joseph, even after the birth of Christ. It is not true that Mary was a perpetual virgin. Listen to me carefully. Yes, Mary was a virgin when the Holy Spirit conceived the baby Jesus in her womb, and yes, Mary definitely was a virgin at the time of Jesus' birth. Jesus was truly virgin-born. The Bible repeatedly affirms this. But after he was born, as Jesus commenced his human life in ancient Israel, Mary and Joseph had a fruitful sex life that resulted in Mary losing her virginity in the only way that honors God. She slept with her husband for life, Joseph. And this resulted in Mary getting pregnant, carrying and giving birth to more children. Indeed, Jesus was an older half-brother to his younger half-brothers and half-sisters. Jesus is a half-brother because Jesus' father is God. Joseph was not physically responsible for Jesus. God the Holy Spirit was. The Holy Spirit conceived Jesus, whereas Joseph was physically responsible for Jesus' younger brothers and sisters. Let me put this to you plainly. It was Joseph's sperm that fertilized Mary's eggs that in turn conceived of Jesus' half-blood brothers and sisters. Joseph was their father, and Mary was their mother, whereas in the case of Jesus, God was Jesus' father, and Mary was his mother. Joseph only serves God as Jesus' earthly dad. Okay, I think you've got it. But let's look to the Bible and find within the text exactly where it says that Mary was not a perpetual virgin. To begin with, let's go back to Matthew's gospel. Today I'm going to use a lot of scripture, and so I've posted each one of these references to Facebook. If you use Facebook, check out God is W-E-Z-E on there. That's God is W-E-Z-E. Alternatively, write to me and ask for today's Bible passages, most in the book of Matthew. I'll reply right away. I'll read from Matthew chapters 1, 13, and 12 in that order. And my point here is to show you that Mary was not a perpetual virgin because she had other children in addition to Jesus. Let me say that again. Mary was not a perpetual virgin because she had other children in addition to Jesus. Okay, I will begin in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 25. I read this for us when we talked about Joseph, but this time I want you to highlight something else that Matthew tells us. Again, this is Matthew chapter 1, and I will read verses 24 through 25. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Now there is one word in verse 25 that's crucial to understand, and that is the word until. The text reads, "But Joseph kept her, Mary, a virgin until Mary gave birth to a son." And son is capitalized, meaning Jesus. Until. That means Joseph resisted sex with Mary only until Jesus was born. After that, he and Mary did not resist. This word until implies that following the birth of Jesus, Joseph and Mary enjoyed normal sexual relations. The Bible would not say what it does if Mary remained a virgin woman. Do you see that? This is where it is crucial for you to have your own Bible open and highlight the word until in Matthew 1, verse 25. So whether you have the Bible online, or an app, or a printed edition of the Word of God like I use, or maybe you do not own a Bible yet and need to get this online or borrow one, whatever the case may be, look for yourself at this verse when time permits you to do so, hopefully today. Matthew 1:25 says that Joseph only kept Mary a virgin until Jesus was born. That's our first piece of biblical evidence that Mary was not a perpetual virgin. Our second piece of evidence comes later in the book of Matthew in chapter 13. So if you have your Bible there with you now, turn with me forward to Matthew chapter 13. I'll read verses 53 through 56 for context. This is Matthew's Gospel chapter 13, verses 53 to 56. Listen carefully to what the Bible actually says. When Jesus had finished these parables, he departed from there. He came to his hometown and began teaching them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brothers, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" This is quite the passage. Let me summarize it as such. Jesus has been teaching again using several parables. Jesus' parables were stories cast alongside truth in order to illustrate that truth in the minds and hearts of his hearers. Jesus was a master of parables. Chapter 13 is full of them. And Jesus gives the parables and then goes back to his hometown called Nazareth, where he goes right into the synagogue and begins teaching truth to the Jews. He and his teaching astonish them, and they start to ask a series of questions in their bewilderment. Where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things? In other words, isn't this the man we know? Here, in Nazareth, his hometown, we watched him grow up. That carpenter, Joseph, was his dad, and Mary, she is his mom. And then listen to what they ask. And his brothers, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Did you hear that? According to these eyewitnesses, Jesus had brothers and sisters. And furthermore, we are given the names of Jesus' brothers. James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, those are all good Hebrew names that harken back to Israelite history. And these are the half-brothers and the half-sisters of Jesus. Therefore, Mary gave birth to each one of them, and she could not be a perpetual, always a virgin if she did that. A woman cannot be a virgin if she gets pregnant and gives birth to multiple babies, unless it was in the one-time case of the Holy Spirit conceiving of Jesus. But these men are not Jesus. They are his half-brothers and they are his half-sisters, and Mary is the mother of all of them. And we should immediately cross-reference this passage in Matthew 13 with another text in Matthew, and this time chapter 12. So now we're going backwards in our Bibles, a few pages to the 12th chapter. Yes, I took these out of order. I am aware that 12 comes before 13, but I have a reason for doing so. I'm about to read Matthew 12, starting at verse 46. If you're following along, this will be Matthew 12 and verse 46. And here Jesus is speaking to a large crowd when his mother and his siblings show up again. As with the previous passage, there is much that can be said about what I'm going to read, but I'll direct my comments to how this text contradicts the perpetual virginity of Mary. While Jesus was still speaking to the crowds, behold, his mother and brothers were standing outside seeking to speak to him. Someone said to Jesus, "Behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you." But Jesus answered the one who was telling him and said, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Behold my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." Here it is again in verse 46. The mother Mary and the half-brothers of Jesus are together. They're standing outside where Jesus is speaking and they want to talk to their son and older half-brother. It's a common occurrence to see Mary associated with her children. Listen briefly to three other texts in the Bible. Here is Mark chapter 3 and verse 31. Then his mother and his brothers arrived, and standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. That was Mark 3, verse 31. And here's another, Luke chapter 8 and verse 19. And his mother and brothers came to Jesus, and they were unable to get to Jesus because of the crowd. That was Luke 8, verse 19. And another, Acts chapter 1 and verse 14, these all with one mind were continually devoting themselves to prayer along with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers, Acts 1, 14. Are you starting to see my point derived from the Bible? Mary had other children. She was not a perpetual, permanent virgin. She was not. And just to finish my summary of Matthew 12, verses 46 through 50, Jesus answers the request for his mother and brothers to see him in a remarkable way. Jesus emphasizes spiritual relationships over familial relationships. Without putting down his own mother and brothers, Jesus sends the crowd a big message. Do not love your family more than you love me, Jesus. And he tells the onlookers, even my family, my mother Mary and my half-brothers, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, all need me as their savior from sin, as much as you in the crowd need me to be your savior, says Jesus. Who are Jesus' family, really? Listen again to Matthew 12, verse 50. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. We who do the will of God are Jesus' family. This is remarkable indeed. And I will circle back to these last two insights again in the days ahead as we move along. I'll come at this text from a different angle soon, so do not worry if your radio just encountered some static as you pass through that tunnel. I'm building my case that Mary was not always a virgin by showing you in the Bible that she had other children. And I will come to this tomorrow when I hope that you will be right back here for more of God Is.